Welcome back to the Mackinac on Michigan show, brought to you by the Mackinac Center's Frank Beckman Center for Journalism here on WJR. I'm Kelly Cobb.
I'm Jarrett Skora.
So lawmakers are debating a lot of healthcare policy. There's a lot of healthcare conversation in America right now. We wanted to dive into just one segment of that, and it's a program most people don't know much about. It's billed as a way for consumers to see savings. But the research says kind of otherwise, that really it's a profit driver for a lot of bigger hospitals and so on. And so as we discuss how to bring costs down for the average American in pharmaceutical prices or in their healthcare costs, it's worth taking a look at the programs that the government has on the books and scratching our heads a little and wondering whether it's really doing what it's supposed to do. And we have Dr. Lisa Graebert. She's with Marquette University. She's been diving into this program as both a health policy professor and a visiting professor of research. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you. So the program is the 340B program. Can you tell us what that does, like in layman's terms? What is that program actually built to do?
It's built to allow hospitals and other healthcare providers to be able to purchase drugs directly from pharmaceutical companies at a discount. And then they can turn around and sell those drugs without taking the discount into consideration. But it's meant to allow patients to pay less for drugs.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a program been around for a long time. It seems like the idea behind it is good. We got low-income patients. Let's try to save them money on drugs. But how do hospitals actually use that? And you had some research on that. Can you tell us how it's actually being used in Michigan and all over the country?
Yeah. So I recently did an analysis on Michigan, and I'm in the middle of researching several other states right now. And in Michigan, the findings were hospitals that are participating in the program are making more net revenue. Mm-hmm. They are providing less charity care, which means they're not really passing the discount that they get on drugs on to patients. And they're providing much more investment compared to hospitals that are not participating into stocks and bonds in Wall Street.
So it's essentially a revenue shift from drug companies to select hospitals, because not all hospitals can take advantage of this. And it doesn't sound like the patients, these, you know, who are supposed to be low-income patients, are actually better off overall. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yes, it is.
So what are the problems with the program? Why haven't we solved this with the program? I mean, and how would you solve that with the program? Because a lot of hospitals, and this is typically directed at rural hospitals or nonprofit hospitals, hospitals treating lower income folks or in low income areas, a lot of them say without this revenue, they wouldn't be able to exist. We have a hospital issue in Michigan where a lot of hospitals are closing up in the northern parts of Michigan, where there's not a lot of people. So they say, well, we need this, you know, the rural hospitals, we need this money or we can't exist. What's your response to that? I mean, how could something be fixed to make sure that hospitals don't close up if this revenue stream goes away?
Yeah, so I don't think I would advocate for the revenue stream to go away. Rather, it would be that part of the revenue stream goes directly to the patient.
Mm-hmm.
So lawmakers could put some criteria in place that says a certain percentage has to go directly to low-income patients to reduce the cost that they pay for purchasing drugs.
So going to what the program was supposed to do. Yeah, I mean, we were looking over just the skyrocketing in the usage of this program. And Michigan right now, the reason we're doing this is Michigan is debating a bill that would further expand the program already. So you're saying, instead of just saying, okay, you know, these hospitals get to use the program, they can get a discounted drug, they can resell this to whoever they want, and you know, insurance companies go through pharmacies. They use that revenue, and then they use whatever they want. They give it to pay their doctors more. They use it to buy up and consolidate hospitals, whatever. That savings needs to be directed back to the original purpose, which is just lower the discount drugs for those low income patients, or be used specifically for charity care for those low income patients, which would kind of at least consolidate this program into the original intention.
Correct.
So can you give us a sense, Dr. Graebert, about how big of a problem this is? Are we talking like, is this $50 million, $100 million in Michigan? We're talking billions of dollars. You know, how much money are we talking here that is supposed to be going to lower income people or people in need that is instead going elsewhere into hospitals?
Yeah, the most recent national number is about $85 billion should be redirected to low-income patients nationwide.
That's not insubstantial.
It's a pretty significant problem. And one of the things that's interesting about this program specifically is because it provides such additional revenue to hospitals, it allows them to do things like consolidate with other entities and gain more market power. And this is some of the capital that they use in order to actually make our healthcare system a bit less competitive.
Yeah, and it's such a I've been working in state policy in Michigan for a long time now, and we were debating expanding Medicaid here in the state. Mm-hmm. And the argument then was we need to expand Medicaid. If we don't do it, our hospitals are going to close down further. We expanded Medicaid. Our hospitals, we still had further consolidation, and now we're hearing the same argument about the 340B, and it's just tends to be these programs where they're getting away from like the specific purpose of helping low-income residents in some way, and yet we're still seeing further hospital consolidation and new ways, I guess the way you'd put it, of using this revenue by going through pharmacists and things like that, which we're like incentivizing larger hospital systems and consolidation.
That's right. Yeah. If to the extent that we allow these hospitals to invest this additional revenue however they want, we are enabling them to become more powerful and less competitive and drive up costs in our healthcare system.
Yeah. And they should really be giving that to consumers instead who are struggling with affordability as it is. Dr. Graber, we've got to let you go. Dr. Lisa Graber from Marquette University, thanks for coming on the show and chatting 340B with us.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And that's all the time we have. You can check out this show and all our others by heading to frankbeckmancenterforjournalism.com or thegreatvoice.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Mackinac on Michigan show here on WJR.
Opinions heard in the preceding program are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of Cumulus Media or WJR Radio.